I'm Jake Tapper in for Anderson. Welcome to the podcast. Battling rough seas in search of answers in the crash of Air Asia Flight 8501. Let's get started. David Molko is in Surabaya, Indonesia. He joins us now. David, good to see you. Day five of the search has just begun there. How is the weather? What's the latest?
Hi, Jake. A very active search effort at this moment, hundreds of miles northwest of where I am in Surabaya, in the Java Sea. The USS Sampson that you mentioned, which has already recovered some human remains, is out searching again, along with some 40 other ships, choppers, airplanes. This is a huge international effort, and we're getting the feeling that it's all hands on deck at this point. Russia coming in with two planes, a couple dozen divers, South Korea, Indonesia, Singapore, Japan, Malaysia, and the U.S., all involved in this search. Despite the weather and challenging conditions, we're hearing waves of 10 to 14 feet. Searchers seem to be making some progress. We saw images of what looked like part of the window section or a window pane of the Airbus A320 come out on Friday. That's our first real look at anything that actually looks like an aircraft. The priority right now still to recover human remains. 30 bodies recovered so far. Still a ways to go for search officials. Also, they're starting to look underwater and listen underwater for the sound from the black boxes, hopefully to find those, which will shed some light on what may have happened aboard the aircraft, but also to help locate the rest of the wreckage if they're in the same place. Jake.
David, of the 30 bodies that have been recovered, four of them have been identified. One of them was a flight attendant named Nisa, and I believe you spoke with her parents. What did they tell you about their daughter?
That's right, Jake. 22-year-old Khaira Nisa, Haider Fauzi Nisa, as she was known by her family. I had the chance to talk to her parents before she was identified in her hotel room. Her two older brothers were there, a couple cousins were there. And the thing that struck me is the way their faces lit up when they talked about her. We were looking at pictures on her Instagram account, and her mother and father were saying, "Ah, oh, Nisa, so wonderful, what a wonderful daughter. She loved to fly, it was her dream to travel, and even though she had to leave the family home, move hundreds of miles away across the country, she was living her dream." Jake, I was with the family when they got the call to come down here to the crisis center in the hospital to ID their daughter. It was definitely a difficult afternoon for them. The remains were handed over a short time later. You know, one thing that struck me about Nisa's father, he said, you know, her eldest brother, also wants to be a flight attendant, follow in Nisa's footsteps. And he said, you know, even with what's happened now, if he still wants to do it, I would still support him. Jake.
All right, David Molko in Surabaya, Indonesia. Thank you so much.